Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Santita Jackson Show, talking to you about impeachment today. We're going to hear about these articles of impeachment from Speaker Pelosi and company. What do you think about that? Obstruction of Congress. Clear and present danger. Abuse of power. How do you think that's playing? I mean, not in New York and Washington, but in Peoria. You know. In Alpharetta, Georgia. Places like that. I mean, just really, where is this going? Where is this going? Well, I got two of the most brilliant minds I know to talk about it today, along with you at 773-763-9278, 773-763-WCPT, and send me some texts too. Texts as well. Attorney Robert Petillo and Reverend Frank Watkins, welcome back to the show. Starting with you, Reverend Frank Watkins, talk to us about impeachment.
Well, it appears that at 9 a.m. Eastern time this morning that Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, will announce that there will be two articles of impeachment. And I think the two articles that she's going to announce are abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Those happen to be the two clearest articles that you could get. Anyone that has a reasonable mind that didn't join the Republicans in the Russian school of propaganda will be very hard-pressed to deny that there was an abuse of power in Ukraine that is seeking a personal gain in the 2020 presidential election in exchange for a White House visit and $391 million in military aid, and obstruction of justice when he sent out a letter or a memo, a document, telling all agencies to not send one single piece of paper to the committee when they legally request information and deny all members of his administration the ability to testify before the Intelligence Committee. Those are just clear-cut issues that are factually irrefutable if you have a reasonable mind. Some people are concerned that obstruction of justice was not appears not to be one of the articles. When Mueller laid out very clearly that there were probably a solid five or six issues that he could be charged with obstruction of justice. But you get into a bunch of questions about, well, you know, denying. It's more debatable. I mean, just shorthanded and say it's more debatable by the Republicans. These two articles are as clear cut as they could be.
Attorney Robert Petillo.
Absolutely. I think once we see these articles of impeachment released, it's going to be a mad dash until we get to a vote, because generally speaking, you want public support behind the idea of impeachment not to be 50-50 as it is in the polls now. You know, you want 70-30. You want at least, 60-40, something along those lines. So the Democrats need to do a better job of getting out to swing voters, getting out to red state Democratic districts, and really condensing down this argument on impeachment into an elevator pitch, into something that can penetrate into the national ethos. Because outside of the politically astute circles, many people still are not paying attention. It doesn't have the same cultural penetration as Bill Clinton with an intern. That's something that entered the national ethos, or even Nixon breaking into the Watergate Hotel. We name all scandals Watergate, or some sort of gate afterwards because of that scandal. So we haven't seen the same sort of cultural penetration on this issue. And it's going to be interesting to see if public opinion does start turning more favorably towards the idea of impeachment, because if it is seen as simply being a partisan party line vote, the Democrats were always in it to get Trump, then that could affect the 2020 election in ways that aren't really helpful to anything we're trying to get done.
Well, now, your fleet of mind and tongue, what would be your elevator pitch, Attorney Petillo?
My elevator pitch would be that the President of the United States violated United States law and it's stored in another country. That would pretty much be it. I think people understand extortion, they understand violating laws, and they understand the president. And then you can get into the nuance thereafter.
Well, I mean, Reverend Watkins, what about people who say that they don't care about that? And they're like, okay, all you politicians are dirty, you all do this, so what?
Yeah, let me back up and say, I agree with what he said, except I think it needs to be put in context. The highest number in the polls when Bill Clinton was being impeached was at 29%. Watergate, I believe, was at 31%. Donald Trump, it's at 50%. So we have to put this in perspective. When Nixon, the day he left office, Republicans still supported him 53%. So I think we need to put the 50% number in that context. The 50% on Trump is nearly twice what it was on the other presidential, the two others that are relatively recent. You know, so impeachment is a very difficult process.
Why is it so difficult? Is it because it's political? I mean, what? Why is it a difficult process? Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, there's a certain appeal when Republicans argue that you're overturning an election, that you're violating the 63 million people that voted for Trump in 2016. If you remove him from office, and of course, then they belittle what the charges. We're only doing this. Actually, a better strategy for the Republicans, in my judgment, would have been, you know, what he did was wrong, but it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. But Trump won't let them do that. He insists that he did absolutely nothing wrong. And so they're afraid to say even that what he did was wrong, but, you know, doesn't reach the level of impeachment.
Mm. Well, you know, let me find out what Verlon's talking about today. Verlon, what's on your mind?
How you doing? I got one, two, and three for you. Number one, there's no obstruction of justice because Congress can't just willy-nilly send out subpoenas and expect them to get what they want. He has executive privilege and he has the right to block whatever witness that he wants from his executive branch. What they're supposed to do is they're supposed to take it to court and they're supposed to win that way, but they didn't want to wait the 18 months because it'll go after the election. So that's one. Number two, there's no abuse of power. All he did was horse trade. It's no different than Theodore Roosevelt did when he got the Panama Canal, when he horse traded and he said, I want something if we do this Panama Canal, and he got what he wanted. And number three, you're cheapening impeachment, because when Republicans are the minority party, what they're going to do is when they don't like one of your candidates, they're going to impeach him. So you're cheapening it. So you can say whatever you want. It's a partisan vote. And Nancy Pelosi said if it's not bipartisan, she wasn't going to push it. And it's a partisan. It's been a partisan vote in both committees, and it's going to be a partisan vote when they take the real vote. So your guess is exactly right. The American people are going to rise up, and they're going to vote Trump in overwhelmingly, by probably 46 to 47 states, because you tried to overturn their vote on a, in a partisan manner.
Okay, Reverend Watkins and Attorney Petillo, yeah, why don't you respond?
Let me respond to each of those. Executive privilege. There is a concept of executive privilege, but you cannot use executive privilege to cover violation of the law, first of all. And secondly, you cannot use, you cannot just totally deny Congress its legally its legal responsibility of oversight. Judge Jackson said of McGahn that he had to testify, even though when he testifies there might be some issues that come up where executive privilege would apply. The second issue he talked about was what?
Headline. Yes, horse trading.
Yeah, horse
That's
trading.
Right.
Well,
that, you know, there's always a quid pro quo, like Mulvaney said, in politics, right?
No question. In politics, it is about making deals and so forth. But the deal has to be on behalf of the country, not on behalf, of
yourself.
personal gain of Donald Trump. It's a violation of the public trust is the basic and fundamental issue relative to impeachment. So, yeah, you do a quid pro quo. You get this for that. But it's on behalf of the country, not on behalf of the president himself personally. And the partisan vote, it's true that that's what Speaker Pelosi said. But the Republicans are simply denying reality. And when you deny reality, the classic example was yesterday when the IG from the Justice Department came out and said there was absolutely no political influence, in starting the investigation and carrying it out. There were some mistakes that were made, which is human nature, and that we should work to fix those. But there was absolutely no conspiracy. Trump called the people who did the investigation scum. He accused the Obama administration of wiretapping. All of that. That he and Barr perpetuated, that they've been spied upon, totally, totally dismissed by the IG report yesterday. So if you get people who, if you go outside and you see somebody let a balloon loose and it goes up in the air and people who are looking at it say it goes down, you're going to wind up with a partisan vote because people are denying reality. People are denying the facts, and that's what you're facing with the situation with the Republicans. Yesterday, before the Judiciary Committee, the Democrats put forth arguments based on the facts, and Republicans simply complained about the process. They did not discuss the facts or refute the facts at all.
Process, 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 process. Let me go to you, Pam. What's on your mind, Pam? Pam?
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind this morning, Pam? Good hearing your voice.
Good morning. Well, impeachment, yes. Broad, yes. I think the Mueller report somehow should be inclusive. And the caller's concern about bipartisanship, Santita, but the question is, what is wrong with the Republicans? They don't want bipartisanship. I'm trying to think, what reasonable person, reasonably intelligent, can't look at the evidence that has been presented and not think that Donald Trump shouldn't be impeached? And as all of this was going on, of course, the news report said that President Zelensky, in a weakened position, had to meet with Putin, right? mm-hmm. about some type of ceasefire or bringing the war to an end. And then also, I think Trump is having someone from the Russian government, Santita, mm-hmm. meeting with them, right?
Yes, today.
So my concern is, for me, Donald Trump is a white nationalist. The White House has gone rogue. And for me, under Trump, the Republican Party has now transformed, for me, into a political hate group that will support Trump at all costs. And this is not name-calling, Santita, because I hate to say this. I think we need a multi-party system, right?
Mm-hmm,
multi-party
I do. System. I agree with you.
But this is, I don't know if there's some type of psychosis, groupthink. Maybe we need a psychologist on to discuss this. But it's long overdue. And then lastly, I'm going to add this. We had a president, Jimmy Carter, who said that Trump is an illegitimate president. And for me, that's noteworthy because we know President Carter's heart. He's not vindictive. And he hardly got in any reporting on it. Nobody interviewed him so we could really delve deeper. And I feel like all of the former presidents should have come forth and had a press conference and stated that we need to denounce what Trump's behavior is. This is, for me, it is dangerous.
Mm.
And now he's paralleled, you know how he kept his corporate functions. He kept everything in court. He used the court not to pay his contractors, to take advantage of employers, to misuse and abuse money. He's doing the same thing. It's the same parallel structure in government. Keep everything tied up in court so I can stay in power.
Mm.
And when I hear the Republicans talk about we don't have fact witnesses, this is hearsay, that is just a lot of baloney, Santita.
Oh, look.
Senators, they need to do the right thing and they'll remove him. But just because they won't do it, that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. The power is with the people.
How about
that? We should help get him removed. But yes, he should be impeached. And I would want him impeached if he was a Democratic president.
Because?
I would want him out of, and if Obama shamed us like this, you know what the black community would be saying about President Obama, Santita. Had he pulled some mess like this?
Unbelievable. Well, you know, it's been an interesting ride, but we're learning a lot about this political process. You know, I love you, Pam.
Thank you, and I love you too. And my condolences to you and your family. I met Reverend Clay Evans.
Oh yes.
Attended a few services, and so that is a hurt on our community. Yes.
Oh, but what a blessing he was. What a blessing! What a blessing! What a blessing! What a blessing! Let me go to Roosevelt. Roosevelt, what's on your mind?
Good morning to everybody. Yes, I think bipartisanship is long gone. That ship has sailed.
Okay.
And I disagree with one of your guests. I believe that Trump, don't forget that we still have a year before the election. Trump is going to mess it up for himself. He's done it. He intimidated Ambassador Yovanovitch
mm-hmm.
while she was in front of Congress. So
do you think he's going to be impeached? What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, I think that we all know what's going to happen. Or the
no,
majority of the country.
We don't.
Well, wait, hold on. Let me explain. We practically, let's just say, the majority of the people, if you take a survey, I believe, this is my opinion, that he's not going to be impeached in the Senate. But it could. There is a slight chance because if those senators, their seats are in jeopardy, they're going to flip them.
Well, hold on. Stay right there. Stay right there, Roosevelt. What do you think about that, Reverend Frank Watkins, Attorney Petillo? Do you think that impeachment in the House is a foregone conclusion, yes or no?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Well, as I said, when you don't have the type of penetration into the national ethos, you're going to have a lot of swing states, red state Democrats, who are going to be afraid for their seat. We've already had, I think, either one or two moderates say that they're going to vote against impeachment. So I don't know, depending on how public opinion goes, if there will be the groundswell support. I don't think it's the slam dunk that many people hoped it would be.
Frank Watkins?
I don't think it's absolute, but I think it's likely that he will be impeached. And it's likely, though I have never ruled conviction out, but it's likely that he will not be convicted in the Senate.
Mm. Roosevelt, your closing thought.
Based on today's situation.
What we know right now.
We don't know what will come out.
I was about to say, it's 53 minutes after the hour. We don't know what's going to happen by the end of the day. You just don't. Roosevelt, your closing thought?
Yeah, but the joker in the deck here is Trump. He is very unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, I think he's going to do, I disagree with the counsel, if I believe he's one of your guests, I believe he's going to do the work of spelling it out for the people himself, because he constantly interferes. He doesn't leave things alone. He's like when you have a scab, he constantly picks at it. So
okay.
Here's the thing. There's only one reality, not an alternative reality. And people are going to see eventually, as time goes on, within a year, what he does is one thing and what he says is another.
Okay. All right. Let me go to you, Jenny. What's on your mind, Jenny? Jenny? Wow. We're getting a lot of feedback here. Well, let me put Jenny on hold.
A shorthand, that's actually one of the reasons why he should be impeached, because he's going to continue to do what he's doing, which is a threat to our national security and so forth. What people don't understand, someone asked, what's wrong with Trump? What's wrong with these Republicans? Republicans are scared of his base, and Trump is a sociopath. He lacks any shame. He lacks, sociopaths lie constantly. He has no conscience. he's manipulative. He institutes violence, with this huge ego that he has. He has few deep friendships. All of those are characteristics of a sociopath. And he needs to be removed before he does more damage. That is the reason for impeachment. That's the reason to interrupt an administration. That's the reason that you have to, if you want to call it that way, undo an election, which is what the Republicans argue. But I'm sure the founders understood that impeachment was something that happened in the middle of a term. So they weren't stupid or naive. They understood human nature.
Well, Attorney Petillo?
Well, I think this is the importance of why I think we're getting, they're only doing two articles of impeachment that are being released today, and that they're going to be so narrowly focused. Because I think it is important to key in on exactly the purpose of the impeachment, to not bring in all of the grievances against Trump, all of the things that people disagree with him for, to not make it a partisan question, but to stick to the legal aspects of the violations of federal law necessitated this impeachment inquiry. Let's understand, when people say, well, what law did he break? 52 U.S.C. 30121, subsection A2, which says you cannot solicit a foreign government for a thing of value, in this case being opposition research. When they say, well, does this rise to the level of being an impeachable offense? Article 2 of the Constitution, Federalist Paper number 65, penned by Alexander Hamilton, lays out clearly that any high crime, that being bribery, treason, murder, high crime, or misdemeanor, jaywalking, stealing a candy bar, would necessitate impeachment. So we have to get out of this way of thinking of saying, well, does this rise to the level of impeachment? If the president violates any law, that demands impeachment constitutionally. So as long as you keep things narrowly focused, as long as you can key in on exactly the crime and exactly the remedy and exactly the constitutional citation that you're going to, I think that that prevents them from being able to just laugh this off as being part of a partisan witch hunt, as Trump likes to say, or part of the deep state or all these other conspiracy theories. Key in on the law, and it keeps people focused.
Well, we're going to have to see. I tell you what, in a little more than an hour, really in an hour, we're going to find out what the articles of impeachment are. Do you think that they're going to stop at two, or are they going to just, Are we only going to have two articles of impeachment, Reverend Watkins, or are we going to have more?
Well, the reports are that there'll be two. And I think that's probably accurate because those are the two clearest things, as the attorney said. You want something that's clear, crisp, factually based. I would only add to that that impeachment does not require a violation of a law. There are certain laws you can violate that are not, wouldn't rise to the level of impeachment. And violating a law is not a requirement for being impeached. It's fundamentally a violation of the public trust. It's a threat to the Constitution. It's the threat of the rule of law if the person is left in power. So it's not just criminal offenses. It's a violation of the public trust. It's using your high office of public trust for personal gain.
Mm. Well, everybody, what do you think? 773-763-9278, 773-763-WCPT. Send me a text or give me a call. Let me know what you think about this impeachment. We're going to find out what the articles are in just about an hour. More of the Santita Jackson Show on WCPT.